you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind, out of your mind, out of your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it isn't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7 at crabdiving.com/live. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, where you're receiving us wherever, whenever. We appreciate the hell out of your brain time. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Congratulations on America getting even dumber. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I'm still waiting for us to have like a glass half full kind of podcast day, but I don't know. Maybe that's not this one.
I think we got a couple of years to maybe,
right.
or sooner. Who knows?
God damn it.
But then we'll end up with President Pence maybe, and then that'll be a whole bunch of other bad news.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us today. This lovely Tuesday, everybody, or whenever you're listening to us. Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show live or tweet us anytime, actually, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING, the dog has just finished her food, and she's really trying to lick every layer of plastic off of her bowl right now behind me.
God, Kate. You don't know how good you got it, dog.
At Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And don't forget, you can sling us a message over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, yes, where all the cool kids hang out and occasionally swear once in a while.
Oh, yes.
You may see the C word. Just warning you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I just want to apologize to Lady Gaga yesterday. I didn't realize that she performed the LGBT anthem. I didn't know Born This Way was the gay anthem. And so
right.
She did. So
I didn't,
her
either,
performance,
but
I guess, had a subtle message. I said it was empty and, you know, I was pretty negative about it. I overlooked the subtle message. So for that, I apologize.
And don't forget, it was an entire satanic ritual performed from the beginning of,
yeah.
You're looking up at her. She's up above everybody, looking down on you, proving right. That she's Satan's whore.
Well, I mean, but
the whore of Babylon. No, that
right.
Was Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yes.
According to Alex Jones.
But I do think we needed more of a sledgehammer from Gaga. Yes. You know, at the Super Bowl show, whatever. But, you know,
she just screamed "fuck Trump" as she dove off of the roof of the stadium into the
Don't you think it could have been a little more than just singing a song we've all heard before?
Well,
a little less subtlety.
This was yesterday's argument. I guess yes and no. I mean, I don't. I frankly, were I performing, I would have to cipher on it. I would probably end up doing a little bit more.
You would not.
But,
you would not cipher. You would hit with a sledgehammer. This is insane.
Maybe. No, know? No. I wouldn't hit with a sledgehammer at the Super Bowl.
What better
place?
I don't
think I would. Well, the Oscars and the music, like the Grammys
but, yeah,
and the American Music
but all
Awards
those people,
and all that shit. I can imagine.
Yeah, that's your audience, though.
Well, right.
That's the whole reason to bring the heavy for the Super Bowl.
You think you're going to change one mind by yelling fuck Trump or something?
Absolutely not. I don't think it's time to change minds. I think it's time to fight back and let people know you're pissed off. And I don't know that extending the olive branch to the right is what they need. I think that's been tried. Fuck them. You know what I mean?
Well, by not being assaultive is not necessarily also
Yeah. I'm just saying a little less subtle would have been nice. I don't think it would have been assaulting anyone, you know.
Right.
The assault's on the other side. I mean, they don't see people as people.
Correct. God, I was reading a thing about Hitler and his rise to power. Really interesting. It's more than just like an article. It was really long and terrifying as fuck. Just all the similarities.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of similarities, without being hyperbolic, a lot of similarities between just the delivery of the message and the article or the paper I read was about specifically about how people were like saying the same thing that many of the Republicans now are saying and that many of the some of the other regular media is saying, well, you know, we'll be OK.
Right.
Don't worry. America will be fine. We'll survive this.
I mean,
and then Hitler just,
yeah,
really went crazy. And it took, you know, it only took 5 months really for him, once he was named chancellor, I think, to kind of get rid of everybody else on the council and then take over the Reichstag and all that stuff.
Yeah, and think
it's
about,
just, it's really amazing how
5 months
and how he played the people,
right?
He played the butthurt nationalism of the German people who felt a little humiliated and a little emasculated because of that World War One thing where the rest of the world gave him a cock slap the first time and they were all butthurt and you're not doing the marginalizing us and let's make Germany great again. That's in a speech, by the way, from the Führer. We're going to make America, we're gonna make Germany great again.
Yeah.
And it was that the same stupid nationalism. And when people were like, well, what about this stuff he says about the Jews that he wants to kill the Jews and all that stuff? Oh, he doesn't mean it. Oh,
right.
Don't worry. He'll get in and, you know, he'll be change. He'll get in. He'll grow
and
up.
So
he'll see the gravity of the office. It'll be okay.
Right.
All that same shit was happening that's happening now.
And we're all so apathetic. I remember I posted on one of my friend's walls from I went to high school with. And what are you looking for?
Oh, go ahead. Tell your story. No, I got to go get my lemonade that I left.
I don't know. Anyway, I posted something about Pence and how he, in the past, he supported that electroshock therapy for the anti-gay conversion thing. And then she said, this person said, well, you don't think Pence is really going to do that. And I said, well, he said he was. He said he was going to support it. And I feel like we're sitting through, we had a whole campaign where we were saying, well, listen, if this loon gets elected, he's not going to do all this. He's going to turn into an independent. He'll be more moderate. No.
Oh, and he'll grow up once the primary is over with.
He's doing exactly what the fuck he said he was going to do, and then some. And we were all kind of complicit and kind of sat there, and we let him roll in, and we let him win. And now, I don't know if it's necessarily the time, especially for fucking white liberals, white people to sit there and say, okay, let's be subtle. Lady Gaga doesn't need to be subtle. People don't need to be fucking subtle. This guy's nuts. I mean, you know, especially people
to gravitate instantly and unwaveringly towards good. But she wondered.
That's
Born This Way that she sang. But it is, I mean, it is one of her hits.
You can't look, I'm sorry. I just don't know. We just had a women's, how many women marched on Washington?
hardly any. Far fewer than were at the inauguration.
I mean, you know.
There were millions of people at the inauguration.
Right.
Over at the... Oh, I didn't even... we didn't play the news drop yet. Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, February 7th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These be your headlines. All right, the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Hey, Faith.
Huffington Post. I said these be your headlines because all education and grammar will be going tits up thanks to the fact that we have now a Secretary of Education who is by far the most unqualified. I don't know what other adjectives to use. She's an idiot. Betsy DeVos. Sure enough, was confirmed today. 50-50. A couple of Republicans saw the light.
This is insane.
But not enough. And then the Christo Loon himself swooped down Mike Pence and cast the tie-breaking vote, being the president of the Senate that he is.
God.
In our current system. Until they Trump changes it.
Dude, think about how we failed these children. We failed children, honestly. This is disgraceful that this could happen.
There was an interesting list of all the Republican senators that obviously voted for her and how much money she's donated to them in past campaigns.
Pay for play, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, here's some money.
There's a meme over at Crab Diving Facebook.
Yes.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Hello.
No education degree.
Boy.
No teaching experience.
Who gives a shit?
No experience working in a school environment. Never attended a public school or state university. She's never been to a public school.
But she's in charge of them.
Oh, yeah. She never put her own children in a public school. Does not believe in or support public education. So let's put her in charge of it.
Nancy, if you weren't rich your whole fucking life.
Betsy.
Betsy. Damn, why do I want to call her? I don't know. Anyway, Betsy. I don't know.
Unless
maybe
someone else named Nancy.
Sure.
Nancy Kerrigan? Are you upset about
that
whole...
The movie coming out about Nancy Kerrigan? Oh, yes. I can't believe how they portrayed her.
Auntie Tonya.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck her. I'm just saying. She never went to public school. What does she know? Fuck her.
She thinks public school teachers are overpaid.
Oh, yes. That's insane. Are you kidding me?
She supports for-profit education.
Fuck
invested
you.
$200 million. Invested $200 million in Christian schools.
Oh boy,
and Christian organizations
to make money, not to teach Jesus and all that other bullshit.
Because she's also said in the past that she wants to advance the kingdom of God on earth or something like that.
I wonder if that's bullshit. You're investing in something. She doggedly
advocates funneling money out of public education into for-profit Christian-based education.
Bam! I'm gonna get paid, baby.
But she's got her billions from Amway money.
Oh,
she doesn't need to make money off of her husband, right? And then did you know her brother? I didn't verify this. I read this somewhere on the internet that her brother is the guy that founded Blackwater. How more evil can these genes be? What? I mean, there's got to be Himmler blood in there, or who was the Mengele? Dr. Mengele blood somewhere in there.
You know, man, I remember thinking, God, I said so many times, Hillary ran a shitty campaign. I'm an idiot. Hillary should have just had to have put her name on the fucking ballot, and that should have been enough for people to vote for her. It should have been enough. Because this is Trump is a fucking monster. God, this is insane.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo.
And the Democrats couldn't have tried harder to block this, right? They couldn't have done
it. They were up all night. They did everything. We needed one more.
Right.
And didn't have it.
Not enough. Fail. It's a fail.
Let's see. during a 2001 meeting of, quote, The Gathering, an annual conference of the country's wealthiest Christians. What a fun meeting that's got to be,
God damn it.
Grindr's off the charts, you know.
Grindr's off the chart. But by the way, if you're a person coming out in the public school system, I'm sure this person will look out for you to make sure you're not bullied and marginalized and shit.
Suck it up, you little faggot.
Yeah.
That's what... Swing back, you little pussy.
Get used to the F word. You're going to hear that a lot more over the next 4 years.
So she said that... let's see. She and her husband, Dick, Dick DeVos, were interviewed a year after voters rejected a Michigan ballot initiative to change the state's constitution to allow public money to be spent on private and religious schools. So apparently in 2001, the sane people of Michigan were like, no, we're not going to spend public money on Christian schools. But the DeVoses had backed that. They wanted public money to go to Christian schools. In an interview, they said school choice, meaning government paying for Christian schools, leads to, quote, greater kingdom gain. Kingdom with a capital K.
Is that like fucking weird ass, what is that, luxury gospel word speak? Kingdom gain? What is that? Kingdom what?
Kingdom gain. If you have the government start paying for Christian schools.
Kingdom gang.
They also lamented that public schools have, quote, displaced the church as the center of communities. It used to be the church was the center. Now the school is. Well, whose school is the center of?
And by the way, hey, churches, if you want to be the center of community, that's fine. But why don't you be more inclusive? Why don't you be more tolerant and welcoming? How the fuck can you be the center of the community when you're white, straight, and fucking male?
She's a harsh critic of the traditional education system, calling it a monopoly and a dead end. she said she doesn't want to destroy public education, but only wants to inject competition.
Damn, I don't want to destroy it. What does she mean?
One close friend, some reverend, Robert Sirico, head of the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty.
Wow, that sounds like some bullshit. Liberty.
The Nazis were Democratic Socialists, right? Or the Social Nationalist Party or whatever. Socialist something.
How is it liberty that my tax dollars have to pay for you to learn about Jesus?
And you can learn about Jesus. They're going to teach you that science is wrong. That's what I got a problem with.
Yeah. But tax dollars.
If they were learning everything and Jesus, I might have a little bit less problem.
Right.
But their Jesus shit and Muslim shit and other religious fundamental shit, if it goes up against facts and
gravity,
science,
history,
and shit like that, tax dollars should not pay for it.
Fuck no. I mean, should you even get vouchers for a private school anyway? I don't even care if it's agnostic. They don't teach any Jesus shit. I mean, really? I mean, why should that money come out of the public school? Where people, you know, there's poor people that might need the money. You know what I mean?
See, this woman's crazy. Listen to this. I knew she was Jesus-y, but holy crap. Our desire is to be in that shephela, which is a biblical term. An area where battles, including the biggie between the top of the card, the featured match of the evening.
Oh,
David,
shit.
Little David with his sling and rocks versus Goliath.
Right.
Sunday.
Power driver. Power bottom.
So the Shepela apparently is some big field where everybody beat the shit out of each other a bunch of times in the Old Testament. Our desire is to be in that Shephela and to confront the culture in which we all live today in ways that will continue to help advance God's kingdom.
How stupid. Welcome to the Shephela.
But not to stay in our own faith territory. That means we're going to shove our faith in your assholes.
Evangelizing. You're going to evangelize to me at school. You got to be shitting me. Damn. The GOP, they don't give a fuck about kids in education. They don't give a fuck.
That buddy there, as the Reverend said, what she wants to do is just make sure education is more locally controlled.
See, that sounds innocent to some people, but to cynics like myself, that's terrifying because there are places that exist like Alabama
that need handholding. Yeah.
They cannot be trusted.
That it's sensitive to the localities, to the states, to the cities, to the families. That's just going to naturally evolve, at least in the greater swath of flyover America. That's going to involve religious education.
Yeah, well, fuck you. That is terrifying.
So they're getting their way. The Republicans, the Koch brothers, these assholes have wanted to destroy every government system and try to privatize it or hand it over to Jesus. And now they're going to do it with DeVos. She's going to get in there. She's going to fuck everything up, completely make it worse, and then point at it even louder and say, look, it doesn't work. We have to have the church step in.
We're at the Shepala. The Shepala.
Yeah, I'll be down at the Shepala.
Listen, all of this sounds insane.
We have a bar and name it the Shepala.
Oh, that's great. Why don't we have a show called the Shepala?
Gay bar.
Oh, yeah, gay bar. Latex, chains, the whole thing, nipple clamps. Down at the Shepala, baby.
Oh, on Twitter, somebody said they were listening, and we were talking about the Ark.
Yes.
For different uses of it after goes bankrupt. they suggested a furry.
Oh, yeah.
Like a place for furries to
Damn
hang
it.
Out.
Duh! Two of every kind. Two of every kind
you
of
only have two
furry.
Of you only have two of each kind of costume.
Hey, that's brilliant.
Right?
Yeah. I love it.
So, yeah, tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. Thanks for listening.
Yes. Hey, by the way, if you're a child that it's about to embark in this public school system, why don't you just stay home and listen to our show? Probably learn more, don't you think?
Yeah. At ResOKC is on the Twitter. Said, Crab Diving gave me an idea for alternative uses. For the inevitably bankrupted ARC experience. Furry convention venue 24/7. I love it.
Thank you for listening.
The furry experience.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you can even have, like, dinosaurs.
Well.
You could dress up like a triceratops and do the shocker with your head.
Oh, yes. Why don't you just show up there anyway in your furry outfit for Ken Ham and his stupid... You're telling me if a busload of furries showed up wanting to buy tickets to his fucking ARC that's losing money, he would turn them away?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm torn.
You don't want to give that guy money.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it's ridiculously expensive, isn't it? Like
yeah.
There was one time we were talking about, oh, that'd be fun to go, and then find out it's like $45 or something. It's like Disneyland or something. Fuck that.
That's what happens when you build a big, stupid theme park that no one wants to fucking go to.
Yeah, who's going to give the taxpayers back that money of those tax breaks that they gave that monstrosity?
Hey, suck my dick, stupid. We're all fucked. That's what.
Betsy DeVos is going to turn it into a school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What are those?
It'll be the Ark School of Science, of Creation Science. We're just
somebody...
teaching the controversy.
There
is no controversy, moron.
There's no controversy. What there is like... ignorance and intolerance and stupidity.
Yep.
That's that. You can teach the shit out of that.
So there we go. The anus of the country obliterated by violent entry again today as Betsy DeVos.
What would you tell your kid if you had a gay kid?
It was confirmed, yes.
And well, I guess she's talking about teaching Jesus shit in private schools. We're not talking about doing it in public schools, right? Or is she going to get to the curriculum? And
well, give her time.
God.
Give them time.
How are we supposed to feel in a country where, I mean, is there anyone in Trump's cabinet that's not going to be Christian? They're all going to be white. Most of them will be male.
There's, well, Jew.
Yeah. Ben Carson.
Well, he's Christian, isn't he?
Is he
Seventh-day Adventist?
Yeah.
They believe
but I
Jesus
said white,
right?
So he's African-American.
Right.
And there's a Latino, right? There's a Latino person in there, right?
No.
There's not.
No, that's one of the
things
that they were saying. Yeah, that it's the least diverse cabinet and staff since, you know.
Staff.
Since the Civil War, probably.
I'm not trying to sound like a liberal ninny, but if you aren't straight.
Far too late.
White, yeah, right, and male, and you look at that government, at Hitler's regime, how do you feel that he represents you? How does he represent your interests at all? Because the guy didn't have any empathy.
Right.
It's nuts.
Yeah, and more stories coming out of him sitting around in his robe, just twittering and watching TV and losing his fucking mind. There's another story that poor Sean Spicer, who, again, he handed his soul over to the devil. But Sean Spicer...
Yeah, Hitler had help.
...gets called in almost every day after...
To get yelled at?
After his... And Trump apparently watches... This is in prime time when he should be working, and Schittler is watching Sean Spicer's daily press briefing and then critiquing him on it. That's a story that is coming out of the alleged.
So he sits in front of the TV and takes notes. Sean, come in here. I have some notes.
Thanks to at Celeste Pewter on the Twitter for tweeting exactly what I had seen earlier. The campaign contributions to the senators from the DeVos family. Fucking Rubio. $98,000, the most money.
Damn, that's a lot of
the
money.
The DeVos gave to Rubio in campaign. Bitch McConnell.
Mitch the bitch got paid, baby.
Pat Toomey.
Yeah.
John McCain.
How much am I? Like 10?
Oh, Ron Johnson in Wisconsin. Horrible.
Who's
fascist.
That guy? I don't.
He's that asshole that Russ Feingold should have beaten, but the Trumpian cancer kind of overwhelmed everything in Wisconsin, and should have had liberal Russ Feingold back.
Are there grassroots, like, Trumpalo candidates out there running for government? I mean, does he have, like, you know what I mean? Does he have, like, people that...
You have a tweet that just made me laugh. Yeah. Does he have people who what?
That, like, I don't know, he's working for them to get reelected? Are there little, does he have little Trumpalo senators and representatives? Does he have a grassroots movement, this Trump? I mean, is it just the old
not.
Fat?
It sounds a little brown shirty.
Yeah, no.
Ooh. Oh, God. Yeah, I was reading that article. It wasn't, it was fucking long as hell. Whatever the hell I read was, had diary. Entries from various people on both sides of the issue. And one was of this like German housewife who was like, yay, finally Germany's back together, making Germany great again. We're all going to have jobs and everything. And then slowly but surely, it's like, the family down the block just got hauled away. The nice Jewish family down the block just got their door kicked in.
Right.
And were dragged away.
Damn, if you're disengaged and you don't know what the fuck is going on, you're part of the fucking problem, aren't you?
Or don't care.
You don't care.
Again, the whole racism thing.
Yeah.
When people say, oh yeah, we're all racists. Everybody that voted for Trump is a racist. It wasn't a deal breaker for you.
Right.
Because he is an obvious racist, and many, many, many of his supporters are racist.
But even the thing is that, like, even if you didn't vote for him and you voted for Hillary, but you're sitting around, you're like, whatever. It's you can't. You gotta lose your mind a little bit. And God damn it, I'm so tired of hearing people. Oh, I don't care. You know what are you gonna do? It's just so bad.
I don't follow politics.
How can you not? That fucking picture that Celeste. Tweeted
hilarious.
Out Donald Trump morphed into the goddamn orange croc. It's the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
An actual croc of shit. It's hilarious. And they're the orange ones, like what's his face? Mario Batali, the chef dude, right?
Is that his
doesn't he wear orange crocs? Isn't that his deal?
Oh my god.
Anyway, thanks Celeste for tweeting.
We had a roommate that bought that whole what's his name? That chef Mario?
Mario Batali.
He had the whole Mario Batali outfit.
I'm going to retweet that.
Yeah.
So anyway, all kinds of... Oh, we didn't check out. Let's see what's going on over the Drudge Report. They're probably turgid.
Oh, yes.
Over there. Thrilled that
I mean, this is a big, you know, part of the plan, right? They got their person in there for the fucking education cabinet person. Fuck it.
God. Okay, there's several things going wrong here on this page. But the headline says, hashtag over, big advertisers ditch socials.
What are you reading from now?
The Drudge Report. That's dickheads. The headline over there. It leads to a Daily Mail in the UK story. It says, is the hashtag over? Researchers reveal Super Bowl ads have abandoned them
super.
And Facebook and Twitter for URLs. Only 66 ads out of 30 went had a hashtag, while 41% included a URL. God damn, this is... why is this the headline over the Drudge Report? They're talking about all the companies that did ads.
Yes. For the Super Bowl? Oui, oui.
They used... In their ads, they showed URLs, their web address.
Oh, okay.
More than they used hashtags. Well, duh. I mean, if you've only got a certain amount of characters, especially...
What is this?
On social media. They're talking about the Super Bowl. I don't know. Is it researchers reveal Super Bowl ads have abandoned them and Facebook and Twitter for URLs. So what Drudge, I think, is trying to spin is, oh, look, the big libtard social media. Because, you know, they're starting to hate social media because social media is onto them.
Right.
Because Facebook's now trying to get rid of fake news. In fact, they've announced something now, which the cunts should have done before our election. We might not be in this position right now.
Yes.
We might not have anybody listen to us.
Right.
But we wouldn't be in this position screaming right now. They're with the upcoming election with fucking Marine Le Pen. Who is their Trump.
Yeah.
Actually, worse. She's like evil and smart.
Really?
Horrible. Xenophobe, terrifying prospect of her winning the presidency in France. And she's announced she's going to run, but Uncle Nipples is starting already in Germany and in France to send the evil flying monkeys into social media,
right,
and starting to discredit the opponents of Marine Le Pen and the opponents of whatever right-wing cunt job they want to win in Germany.
Oh, yes.
And
hello, cunt job!
But Facebook has announced, I think I might have just read this today, that they're like, okay, we're putting some shit in place in France now before the election
to
crack down on fake news.
Yeah. How do you do that, I wonder? Just...
Something's identified as bullshit. They make sure it doesn't trend.
Interesting.
They don't allow it to trend.
But over here, they're trying to tamp down social media.
Well, yeah, but too little too fucking late.
Yeah.
But so I think that's where the Drudge Report is leaning now. It's that, the big liberal bastion of social media. Now even the advertisers are ditching. It says big advertisers ditch socials. That's not true.
Oh, I say.
It just means they weren't using hashtags.
Right.
It doesn't mean they're ditching social media.
Yeah, dumbass.
The thing even says that in their social media posts, they just shared more URLs than hashtags. That's what the fucking headline at the Daily Mail says. It doesn't say that they're ditching social media. It's all bullshit.
The Daily Mail.
Listen. Well, that's too.
Yeah. They're right wing, right?
No, they're tabloid.
Tabloidy. Well, listen, if you don't have any, I don't know, if you're not alarmed at the rise in fascism and on our planet, shit, man, then you can have headlines like that. Nothing. That's a nothing story.
Above the headline, sometimes they have little teaser headlines or pictures or whatever. Above the headline is a picture of former president Barack Obama.
Oh, God damn it.
Having a good time down in the Bahamas, kite sailing.
Who the fuck does that?
Or parasailing, whatever the fuck. I don't think it was parasailing, maybe.
Yeah.
And it says, goes wild.
He's fuck off.
Like you've never seen him before. That's the headline.
Oh, okay. What do you think? God, he's getting some exercise.
He's done.
He's on vacation, he's fuckheads.
Done.
He just held the highest office in the fucking land for the last 8 years.
Where's the picture of Trump golfing over the weekend?
I thought you were going to say
He took his first vacation over the weekend, right?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Where's the pictures of Trump golfing?
He already went golfing?
Yes. Yes.
They can't even turn the lights on in the fucking cabinet room. Find my 9-iron.
Man. Goes wild.
He's
fucking kite surfing in the Bahamas with Richard Branson.
Oh, man. That sounds like fun. By the way, Trump ain't going to go kite surfing. You got to find a big old kite big
surfing.
Orange ass.
I apologize for the racial stuff.
Oh, yeah. Ban is like, been there, done that.
So, again, I don't know what the fucking Drudge Report has got going on in their tiny little minds over there that somehow trying to say that big advertising is leaving social media. You can't trust. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the next thing they're going to try to do is say you can't trust social media anymore.
Fuck you.
You got that.
Well, social media is the honestly, the liberals and the progressives are going to wield that a lot more effectively than the fucking right wing loons. Right.
Kellyanne. Goebbels, apparently I've been pronouncing it incorrectly.
Nine.
Actually, it's that Goebbels. Goebbels. So when I was saying Goebbels.
Goebbels.
It's halfway between Goebbels and Goebbels. It's Goebbels. It's that weird German pronunciation. I'm half right.
And of green Goebbels.
Right. Goebbels. Kellyanne Goebbels. Propagandist. Shitslinger.
Yes. Skeksis
said that, you know, we've been trying to organize on the left,
right,
or whatever, or on the sane side. It's not even the left anymore.
Trying shit like, look at that women's march. You filled up the whole city of fucking Chicago.
And according to the staff on Capitol Hill, calls opposing Betsy DeVos's nomination flooded Capitol Hill switchboard with a record 1.5 million calls a day.
Damn!
Per day.
Hey, that's awesome.
Caused, according to those two senators, the Republicans.
Yes.
From Maine and Alaska.
Oh, shit.
Susan Collins from Maine and
Alaska.
Heidkamp? No.
I know not. I have no fucking idea.
The Alaskan senator.
Two cold clients.
They both said that they had received overwhelming contact and calls to their offices, and they cited those as one of the reasons that just can't vote for Betsy DeVos. During a meeting, Kellyanne Conway and one of these other Trumpsters, Boris.
Good guy.
I'll find that other article too. Boris.
Boris.
Kishin. It's a Russian name.
Oh, Yeltsin.
But he was on all the shows during the election, so you might recognize him. He was one of the more loathsome, reptilian, unlikable of the Trump spokespeople. They allegedly did go to the Hill to try to smooth feathers on Monday. Kellyanne Conway and Boris Epstein, I think is Epstein or something like that, went to talk to try to reassure everyone. I don't think it went totally well.
Right.
And one of the people there mentioned, what about all these calls we're getting about Betsy DeVos? They said, multiple sources said, Kellyanne Conway shrugged off the hundreds of thousands of people jamming the phone lines, critical of Trump's cabinet nominees, saying that one of the Republican communications people says she's basically saying people jamming up the phones don't matter to this White House.
They don't care. That's essentially saying, I don't care what America has to say.
All she cares about is what she calls her own real person impact meter. In other words, the people calling aren't real people.
Oh, no. The people on Facebook and Twitter, they aren't all fake.
We're all fake. And everybody protesting is paid by George Soros.
But she's relying on her real person impact meter. Where's that?
All the horrible white people she talks to are the ones that like what she's doing. So
all those racists that come out to the rally and come out to support Trump and shit like that.
These are real people.
They're barely real. That's terrifying, dude.
God, creepy as fuck.
God.
So, Kellyanne Conway.
Hey, Kelly, what about all those people at the Women's March? What about all those people? There are people protesting the immigration ban.
They're all paid.
Down there at Pershing Square Soros in L.A., man.
All fake.
They aren't
The only paid people
impact.
There are the ones with masks on setting fire to shit. And they're probably paid, ultimately, by conservatives.
Right.
To
by some loons.
Yeah.
To make the left look bad.
Look up the Reichstag fire.
Hey, Kellyanne and all you fuckheads, I'm sorry, but the progressives have the moral high ground. That's just the way it is. You're a fucking fascist Nazi puke.
So, also out of this meeting, this Boris Epstein and Kellyanne Conway went to...
Yes.
Went to...
God.
The Hill.
Okay. To try to, like...
To meet with 100 communications staffers for GOP senators.
Okay.
Two President Donald Trump's top advisors went to Capitol Hill in hopes of reassuring uneasy Republican lawmakers.
It's not going well.
But the visits reportedly didn't go so well.
Oh, shit.
Kellyanne Conway and Boris Epstein, who is in charge of the surrogate team. Oh, so Boris is the leader of the Flying Monkeys.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
The Trump administration says, oh, the meetings went great and ended with an ovation for Conway. Everybody leapt to their feet.
Oh, man. So they went to reassure the GOP. They showed up and said, hey, listen, everything's going fine. Yeah. Don't worry about all these crazy stories coming out in the media. Do you think they were asking, hey, Kelly, I read this story about how.
Okay. We're getting to that. Because other sources
who
aren't on the Trump team tell a different story about I don't believe there was an ovation, but they say that Conway crowed about the successful introduction of Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. That they keep waving that around. The bar is so goddamn fucking low that they're like, look at how perfect Trump did.
He didn't go on and on about how CNN's fake news. He didn't accuse anybody of being a shithead scumbag. He didn't call anybody a loser. It's a victory.
But this says the congressional staffers ended up grilling her on the record number of calls that they've been receiving. Especially about Education Secretary Betsy DeVos.
Right.
Quote, one communications director for a GOP senator.
Okay.
Said, quote, we said it would be nice to get some cover on this because we're taking the heat on our own. But there was radio silence.
No shit. They're not going to help. Fuck you.
Right. Epstein, they said in another meeting.
Okay.
They asked him why they hadn't been consulted on details of this immigration ban.
Because fuck you, that's why. They don't give a fuck.
Quote, but the administration official abruptly left after 5 minutes without taking any questions.
Because I'm the fucking boss.
I'm out of here.
Right, fuck it. I don't want to deal. I'm president. I work for the president. Suck my fucking white dick.
One of these communications people said, quote, we were trying to figure out who this guy is and why he's speaking for them.
who the fuck is this?
And they said that congressional aides have been mocking Epstein since the aborted meeting.
Oh, my God.
They've been making fun of Epstein.
And by
he's
way,
really craven. Look at
I've never seen him.
Look him up on the YouTubes and you'll see. dozens probably of examples of him on any of the shows during the campaign, just craven and foul and gross and reptilian and slimy. There's a couple of the Trumpsters that were out there, the Trumpansies that were out stumping for him, that were acceptable as humans, at least. They seemed like almost nice people.
but not quite.
This guy, not this one, and not some of these other ones. But this Epstein guy is not one of those. He just looks like he belongs in Slytherin. You don't need to put the sorting hat on him.
So, like, these communication directors for these Congress people, some of them have been around a while and know the score. I imagine they know what the fuck is up, and they're meeting with this. Who is this guy? These people from these Trumpalos, you know?
Right.
They must think these guys are fucking hacks, you know?
A joke.
Right.
And they were during the election. Kellyanne Conway. These people were all a joke, and now they're in charge. In fact, the guy running was a joke, and now is in charge.
And Trump is going to, at some point, going to need these fucking Republicans to do something for him. And he's going to expect them to fucking fall in line. And they're not going to, and he's going to lose his fucking mind.
They said Conway abruptly ended another meeting where she had dismissed the concerns of the voters about DeVos. That's what we just talked about.
Right.
That she's like, I don't care. I only care about real people.
Nah, my real person impact meter.
They say that she abruptly ended a different meeting after a congressional staffer asked her about a Saturday Night Live sketch ridiculing Sean Spicer.
What are they asking about?
They said they asked her if she laughed at it.
Oh, God. No, she didn't. These people don't have a fucking sense of humor. They're Nazis.
And upon that, sources say her face turned to stone.
Wow. Ooh. Wait a second.
You want that face frozen in stone?
Well, I mean, I thought it was.
A senior White House official told Politico.
Yes.
That Conway did not comment on the. This is a senior White House now.
Okay.
By the way. Politico. This is Politico story. Politico contacted the White House and they say, she didn't even talk about it. That's a lie. Her face did not turn to stone.
God, these people must be like,
nobody's face turned to stone, okay?
Not on my watch.
But the source says they definitely did not find it funny.
Yeah.
And then they walked out.
Dude, imagine if you're a GOP congressperson. This Trump thing is fucking your career, probably.
Right. And you know the unless you're in fucking Alabama or you know, butt scratch Kentucky, yeah.
Or if you're an incumbent like Mitch the Bitch, right? He's dug in.
Got
nothing.
A couple years, yeah.
Yeah. Nothing's getting that guy out of office. I guess. I don't know.
And then there's the story that, did you see one of these leaks claims that the main thing that, of course, Trump lost his mind over Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
But the main thing that pissed him off about the Sean Spicer thing was that it was a woman playing Sean Spicer.
That pissed off Trump or
yes,
Sean?
Yes, Trump.
Oh, wow.
Sean Spicer commented on it and was like, well, she needs to tone it down a bit. And then he complained about how mean the show has become to Trump. He handled it okay for himself. He was like, maybe she needs to tone it down a bit, but whatever. He handled it the right way.
Yes.
Kind of.
Yeah,
okay, somebody shit on me on national television. Ha ha, okay, I'll take it. I have a good sense of humor, whatever, move on. But they're really mean to the president. That's how he spun it. But the story came out that Trump was upset because nothing bothers him more than somebody made to look weak. And he thinks because they made a woman...
Oh, my God.
...play Sean Spicer, which is not... I don't think that was the case. I don't think Saturday Night Live was like, oh, let's find someone with a vagina.
No.
That will humiliate them. Who cares? She's a comic.
Well.
A comic actor.
Yes.
Actress. And it was fucking funny.
I am looking forward to Rosie O'Donnell
playing
Bannon.
Well, that's the thing now is that now that they know that that is a burr in the dick hole to Trump about the fact that it was a woman playing Spicer. Not that she played him as batshit lunatic, lying, angry, violent, out of control.
Right, right.
Doesn't know what he's talking about. Toady for the administration. That yes. doesn't matter. It was a woman. It was a woman. They think Spicer's weak. And that might be the kiss of death for him. Just like we're hoping that the shit about, which he tweeted about yesterday, I make my own decisions.
God.
Hopefully that'll help marginalize Bannon. That maybe that's the way to fuck with Trump and to maybe try to excise the Bannon cancer from the administration is to constantly ridicule Trump about being Bannon's little shit baby whore.
Right. And then Trump just feels this,
I'm in charge.
Yeah, this resentment.
And then the first time he disagrees with Bannon or something,
oh, shit.
That's when Trump's going to lose it.
I'm in charge here. I'm in charge. I'm in charge. I'm in charge. What happens?
You're fired.
Yeah, yeah. What happens when you get a revolutionary lunatic like Bannon and you want him to leave?
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't know. We haven't been here yet. This is a new thing for America. We've got a big
America hasn't been here yet. Yeah.
No, we haven't. What do you mean by that?
Read about after Hitler became chancellor.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. The right. time it was basically a timeline I read of from when Hitler was actually became chancellor to, and everybody thought, he's not going to take over.
Right. Right.
He's crazy. So, and then from then on, just the boom, 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 like dominoes, everything fell. And then next thing you know, they're rounded Jews up and killing them.
Dude, how horrible.
And gay people.
Yeah.
And gypsies. And
right.
anybody that...
And what is this guy...
They declared all other political parties illegal.
Yeah.
You know that the GOP would love to do that.
So
if you said to the Democrats, we give you power right now, would you vote to outlaw all other political parties in the United States? The Democrats would say no.
Of course not. Yeah, yeah.
Give it to the GOP.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Give that vote to the GOP right now. I have utterly no doubt that they would say, I agree. We should just have one party in this country.
Right.
America. The America Party.
Because if they didn't really believe that, they wouldn't have supported Hitler. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have supported him because...
Or continue to support him at least.
This is... Liberals would never have done any of this shit. They never would have been complicit with a president saying, listen, we're going to privatize education. I mean, this voucher bullshit, man.
Crazy.
I mean, so let me understand this. So if there's a private school out there that you want to go to, you can get a voucher if you don't have the money, and you can use this voucher towards...
You can go to the public school down the street with the black people. Oops, I mean...
Yeah.
Or you can have taxpayer-funded Bible school.
If you're poor.
Basically.
If you need the money, they'll give you a voucher, basically.
Probably based on income, yeah.
And then does the school have to accept the voucher?
Well, yeah.
They have to accept it.
Well, it's I'm assuming there's some kind of vetting process that the school has to be... accredited.
Oh, the school has to be. I'm just wondering.
In some form, but that didn't stop Louisiana. Remember when they they passed that voucher shit down in Louisiana, and it was a 17-year-old kid. Remember we did the story? He's like a secular atheist activist who kind of uncovered and publicized all the bullshit that was going on there, how he found taxpayer money going to non-accredited schools that teach that man played frisbee with velociraptors.
It's ideology.
Yeah. Yeah. And they got in trubs for that.
Yeah.
For it was on, that's, you can't do that shit.
And these Christians and these white freakos, they think there's a war against them. There's a war being perpetrated against Christian white America. How so?
By not allowing them to be in charge. How dare you?
By giving you all the power? You're embattled? Oh my God. This is nuts.
Yeah, how many of those loons would say
all of them
rip up that First Amendment thing about keeping religion out of out of government.
Fucking
we should have religion.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of these fucking GOP loons probably didn't get along with, probably don't agree with a lot of what Trump was saying or how he was behaving during the election. But a lot of them supported him because he was going to win. And that's all that fucking mattered them. I mean, that's the ultimate sellout.
Or again, there were no, it wasn't a deal breaker. They were so selfish.
It wasn't a deal
breaker. And so worried about their own, just their own situation.
Right.
Fuck the rest of the country. If this guy promises he's going to reopen my coal plant nearby, I don't care if gay people get rounded up and thrown into camps. I don't care if Muslims get rounded up and thrown into camps. I don't care if black people get summarily executed on the street and beaten and thrown in jail. I don't care as long as I got my job.
I mean, the only person that barely stood up to this motherfucker in the GOP barely was this Bush, was Jeb with the exclamation point.
Yeah.
And that was a sad ass effort, wasn't it? Oh my God. You guys suck.
Oh, apparently.
Yes.
Ralph Reed. God, we haven't talked about that.
Oh, that guy's
asshole in a long
piece
time.
Of shit.
Where has he been?
Is he a preacher?
Yeah, he's a Christo loon. He's the family, I don't know, family Jesus education research
he's
council
into that, like,
of
he's very anti-gay.
Yes,
I think.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what he's doing, but he was on Fox News.
Boo.
And basically said that people on the who are opposed to Betsy DeVos are enemies of religion.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. What? Okay, so like, here we are.
So tell me she doesn't want, the Republicans are like, she just wants to inject competition and to make it better for everybody. She's not trying to turn it into a Christian, into all Christian schools. That's crazy. And here's this asshole on the right,
yeah,
who is saying, if you're not against her, you hate religion.
Oh, my God. Damn. Well, there you go.
He said it's part of the Democratic war on religion. And it's shitting on her, my words, are, quote, a despicable liberal smear campaign.
No. God damn it.
Despicable
liberal smear campaign. We just want our schools to be inclusive. We don't want to teach Jesus in our fucking schools.
he wrote this at foxnews.com. Okay. So this is a screed. He rails against quote stories planted by teachers union apparatchiks.
What in the fuck?
Those are the names of the communist operators or communist.
Oh, okay.
Flying monkeys, union apparatchiks that smear.
Oh, yes.
DeVos for wanting to divert tax dollars to religious schools. Quote, in opposing Miss DeVos for being a Christian who supports providing children with access to private and charter schools, the Democrats are doubling down on a failed strategy of demonizing people of faith. We're not demonizing people of faith.
Right.
We're demonizing teaching your moronic, unscience bullshit of faith with our tax dollars. Teach your kids what you want when they go home.
Yeah. And they call it strategizing. What does that mean? That's strategizing.
Failed strategy of demonizing people of faith. Well, yeah.
You're just sticking up for what's right. We're saying that we don't want to have public schools that are... We don't want to live in Iran! God, this is insane. They're children. These GOP fuckers are little kids.
Religious, another one, American Family Association. Quoted religious right activist Gary Bauer calls criticism of DeVos unjustified.
No, okay. Gosh, guys, she's white and Christian. What's your problem?
They're saying that his defense of her basically confirms the fears that they're trying to Christify it, This guy says the Department of Education is not the Department of Public Education. It's the Department of Education.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
But it's a government. Of course it's public education.
Damn. I mean, the separation of church and state. I can't even. Dude, it's 2017. I mean, it's like this is decided.
They say here, I'm reading from Right Wing Watch, DeVos and her family have been major donors to both the religious right and the Republican Party. They push anti-union, anti-equality efforts, as well as anti-public education efforts. DeVos's underlying ideology was made clear in a 2015 education speech in which she declared that among the primary principles underpinning her education agenda is that, quote, government really sucks, unquote.
Wow. That's what she said.
Government really sucks.
It's that
so
guy.
They can't do anything about education. Only religion can do better education, Ryan, because religion doesn't really suck.
Oh, it doesn't suck at all.
Government sucks.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
Holy fucking shit.
That's just,
and by the way,
depressing, man.
A giant spike hammered 2x6x6 up the ass.
Oh, yes.
Of any fucking asshole out there that tries to tell us again that Hitler was an atheist. I was reading even more.
He's not,
about all that bullshit, and several of his speeches, he talked about the God. About his God and about unifying church and state and things like that. Plus, it said Gott mit uns or something like that on, what is it, the SS, their belt buckles or something?
God is
with us. God is with us.
Oh, shit. I probably have a distant relative somewhere in Central Florida that might have a Nazi belt buckle. I don't know.
And who not knows? Ironically.
No. What's irony, stupid? Damn. Man, this sucks, man. This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And they tried so hard. But can they do this with every hearing here on out? Can they stay up all night? Can the Dems stay up all night protesting, speaking out?
Who?
The Dems.
They did.
At these confirmation hearings.
It doesn't do anything.
We can do it again, though, right? We got to do it again.
Well, until they outlaw that.
Yeah.
I'm sure Trump would love to squash all dissent. They're trying. Oh, they're not. That so-called judge, anything that happens is on him. How creepy is that?
You know,
anything that happens in this country is on that judge.
Listen, I don't know, man. I know we talked a lot, I think, the past couple of weeks. Like, how do you talk to these people that are right-wing nut jobs that are homophobic and everything, and maybe the right way is not to be so condescending if you're a lib with the moral high ground? I'm beginning to rethink that, because at some point you just have to bring on the shame. I mean, because fuck this. This is nuts. Oh, Jesus Christ. If you're a homophobe, prepare to be shamed. You're stupid.
Well, speaking of, also ringing in on what's going on here with the very active resistance. By the way, immediately following if you're listening to us live this Tuesday.
Yes.
It's a brand new sparkling episode of K-Voice, Voice of Resistance, here on the network.
Viva la Resistance!
And might already be out on iTunes and Stitcher.
For sure.
Actually, when you're listening to this, it will be. So
oh, yes.
Whenever you're listening to this, go over to iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, and download the latest K-Voice, Voice of Resistance from Kelly the Voice.
In fact, subscribe to it.
Subscribe to it.
Yes.
And also subscribe.
Yeah.
I don't know what word I said there.
Grip.
Subscribe. The resistance continues. Outraged and energized.
I was going to say, who knows what words we're going to say for anything with this DeVos in charge of education. Yeah. We're all going to be stupid.
The resistance continues, outraged and energized, as the GOP dismantles all things good. In this episode, we discuss 45 Supreme Court pick, resistance poetry, the Tea Party, and Indivisible, with a capital I. That's the group of former congressional staffers who have organized to tell people how to contact your representatives.
Oh, awesome.
Although apparently you're all fake. according to Kellyanne Conway.
What did she say? My personal impact meter. Where is that? Right at your elbow or something? It's in my uvula.
So there you go. Listen to Kelly.
Oh, yes.
That was the description of her
Hell
show.
Yeah.
That was her show description for today.
That's awesome.
And for the next couple of days. And then brand new one probably in a few days. I think she's aiming for twice a week. Half hour each show twice a week. So give Kelly a call. Give her some love. Subscribe. Share.
Right.
Go to her Facebook page, and her Twitter is at Kelly the Voice. And subscribe, follow, share, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. Evangelize.
Speaking of anti-gay.
Right.
Pro-Jesus.
One
of the people we frequently play here on the show.
Okay. What dirtbag is this?
What
pile of shit will we be hearing from?
How dare you?
The United Gay States of America. America's new transvestite army.
Rick Wiles.
Eat a dick. I'm going to check your dick at the bathroom.
Of True News.
Boy.
On his True News program, End Times radio host Rick Wiles.
End Times. Why are these guys so fucking dramatic?
He knows who's behind.
From behind.
This evil sedition against the country and the president, Ryan.
Satan.
Close.
Oh, shit.
Well, yes. Through Satan.
Yes.
But through a certain person.
Perspective is that we are witnessing a full-blown Marxist communist resistance movement, a revolution in America. The chief banker funding the Purple Revolution.
Okay, so let's take a guess at who the chief banker
I have a guess
is.
Yes. Should I guess or no?
Go ahead.
George Soros, Pat.
Is billionaire George Soros.
Oh, there you go.
Damn.
And the chief community organizer directing the insurrection in the streets.
Yes. Who's directting the insurrection?
You've gotten a hint.
A community. Obama?
It's none other than Barack Hussein Obama. The Purple Hussein. Revolution is more than political resistance. It is sedition. Fior Hernandez, Doc Burkhardt, and Edward Zoll are here with me today to discuss.
Anyway, that's the beginning part is the fun part.
A whole bunch of loons.
This is outright sedition, he says.
Oh, yes.
God,
fuck this guy.
We're witnessing a full-blown Marxist-Communist resistance movement.
Who is this? This is
Wiles.
Rick, why are you so sad? Why do you sound so fucking dejected? Why are GOP motherfuckers sounding sad? I don't understand. Their guy won.
Well, they're never happy.
But damn,
people like Rick Wiles are never happy.
Hey, Rick, don't you have a big old hard on for the fucking Nazi party?
How are
in
they
the fucking White House?
Scare the idiots to give him money and send money to his church so that they can buy their way into some being filleted for eternity in the afterlife.
Because these fuckers, they don't give a shit about Jesus. They want that money. They're little whores.
Oh, this guy. Yeah, Wiles.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, yeah. Jesus.
You little fuckhead.
Wiles has, I'm reading from Right Wing Watch, repeatedly called for Obama to be arrested and imprisoned when he was still in the White House.
Why?
Because he's a Muslim. Because he's a traitor, Ryan.
Did they
anti-Christian?
Yes. Did Obama swim all the way over here from Africa, from Kenya? Backstroke.
He goes on in this on this show to say, "This is outright sedition, and we have laws in the United States against sedition. What the Democrats are doing, and the news media."
That's us. That's us.
And the Obamanista bureaucrats inside the government agencies.
Obama.
What they are doing is these are acts of sedition.
Ooh. The Obamanista.
The Obamanistas.
I love that.
Bureaucrats inside the government agencies. He says, you want to get God worked up?
Oh, yeah.
You want to know what sedition? You want to know what sedition reminds him of? Lucifer.
Yes. Oh, shit.
Lucifer. It all goes back to Lucifer because what Lucifer did in heaven was commit sedition.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And all acts of sedition are inspired by Lucifer. The Tea Party, the original one.
That's Satan.
That was kind of an act of sedition, wasn't it?
Shit, oh,
but that was for us, so that's okay.
Lucifer,
fucking hypocrite, scum,
really,
fuck,
they are.
Piece of shit. I mean,
Lucifer's ejaculating sedition all over the fucking place.
All acts of sedition are inspired by Lucifer.
It's like you don't want to make God think of sedition. Or he'll get mad and cause earthquakes or something. Is that what this loon is saying?
He goes on to warn that those opposing Trump are not only breaking laws against sedition.
Yes.
But are also breaking God's laws.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Apparently
it.
Trump's laws are God's laws now.
Oh, I didn't know that. Somebody should tell me. Whoa, I didn't know that. How do we know that? Why didn't we get a memo?
Trump, Rick Wiles.
Is Trump God?
Ugh.
God, Rick, you're really bending over for this Donald. Jeez, why don't you just blow him?
They know this is their last hope.
Oh, yeah, right? The party's over, stupid.
I mean, they really do. I think they were right when they said if they didn't win this presidency this time, they were probably fucked forever. Because as religion, as people wake the fuck up, and as this moronic extremist, yes, religion bullshit wanes, which we talked about yesterday, those wonderful numbers,
right,
coming from the young people worldwide about how important their religion is to their national identity.
Oh, God, how weird.
Going down, thank the non-existent God.
Thank you, Aquaman.
But they really knew. People like Rick Wiles, people like Pat Robertson, they were all saying, if we don't win this one, this is it. We're going to be in the prison camps.
Is it amazing to you that, like, I mean, I think it's amazing Trump got elected, but I think it's amazing that the GOP is still a party after George W. Bush. Think about it. Light us into a war. I mean, it was a bad presidency, right? I mean, can you say he left on a low note?
Yeah.
How the fuck is the GOP still in existence after that loon went through and fucked everything up? Fucked everything up.
How's it going to survive this?
Well, to me, I feel like they can. I mean, because...
Listen, he's not a Republican, though. I mean,
but
he wasn't a Republican.
Right, but as horrible as Trump sounds and all the shit he says, he still isn't nearly as bad as W was. I mean, he hasn't lied us into a war yet. Yet. I mean,
it's young. It's early. I know. He might not have to lie us into one. He might just start one. Because
the night
gets
is
mad.
Young, yeah. Right? I mean, the auto industry isn't in shambles yet.
Right.
You know, the banking industry isn't in shambles. But right, you're right. The night is young. I mean, God, it's going to be worse, isn't it? God, you guys suck. What's the like about the GOP? Over the years, can you think of anything? I mean, even if they go back to their quote-unquote Saint Reagan. God, he was horrendous. The first Bush, he was kind of a shitty president.
Yeah, middling. Yeah, I mean,
shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lied about the taxes thing.
Read my lips. Yep.
What he meant by that was suck my dick. I mean, I'm in the GOP. We're not going to do anything worth a shit for you. God damn, but they still vote for these people. I don't get it.
Just so you know, during the evil satanic ritual that Gaga performed, there was counter magic going on as...
counter magic.
As the almost stars of their own HGTV show.
Oh, God.
David and Jason Benham.
Oh, shitheads.
Decided to not watch Lady Gaga's Super Bowl performance and instead had a prayer meeting in Revival for Revival in America.
Oh, my God.
We were in church Sunday morning talking about full surrender to Jesus.
Ooh, yes.
And both of us felt convicted to use the Super Bowl halftime as an opportunity to do just that, for praying for revival in our nation with our families.
Hey, liberals, do you hear what these little fuckstick GOP turds are doing? They barely have a name. They're only known for being hateful and shitty. But what did they just say? We're using the Super Bowl as an opportunity. Why don't we do the same fucking shit?
Listen to this. This year, they're going to have Lady Gaga. And she says she is going to make a statement. We know exactly what's going to happen.
God, aren't these guys gay or something?
This is where they get loony.
Yeah.
The vine of Sodom has pierced and penetrated our nation at one of the biggest sporting events of the year. So we are going to do something a little bit different with our family. So they say thousands saw and they got on YouTube, I guess, and did a prayer thing. Thousands saw and answered their call to prayer. There were thousands of believers across the nation that joined us.
No, wow.
So we know God heard our prayers.
Oh, yeah. Thousands. Wait.
Does that mean that there's a chance God didn't hear your prayer?
Oh, shit.
I thought God hears all your prayers.
These are the Benham brothers, right?
Yes.
Benham brothers, what if God didn't hear you? That's terrifying.
Their progenitor.
Progenital.
Who shared his spunk to create these two assholes.
Let me put some goggles on.
Flip Benham, their father. He's the one who started Operation Rescue, that terrorist organization that goes after and harasses women going to clinics.
Follows
The doctors home and goes to the doctors.
Oh my God.
Remember they were going to like the schools of the doctors' kids go and were protesting. The son, the daughter of a baby killer goes to school here.
Damn, these doctors, these people are saints. Right?
Oh, yeah. I mean
these guys have fucking balls, nuts of fucking steel, uteruses of steel, whatever.
They said it's pretty cool how social media can be used to facilitate a move of God.
Oh, my God. Pardon me while I vomit everywhere. a move of God. It doesn't exist. And God, hey, Benham Brothers, Jesus has never, never heard your prayers because you're fucking talking to the sky. Yeah, it's pointless. Your prayer's doing nothing. You know what you are doing, though? You're proliferating your hate and your bullshit. You're making the world a lesser place.
I love all the spontaneous healing stories and all that shit. And the atheists always counter with, then why has, if God can cure cancer, can cure everything.
Yes.
Why hasn't he grown someone's limb back?
Yeah, dude. What up with that?
Show me a picture of someone who had their leg lopped off.
Yes.
And then prayed and it grew back. I might start considering the fact that there's something going on there. And however, we have 0.0 of that.
And what about the people that prayed that the Falcons would win?
Yeah.
What about that
shit? What about their prayers?
I don't know.
I did.
I ran into a friend of mine. He lost a few hundred dollars on a bet for the fucking Super Bowl. Fucking moron.
Arm up, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Buy some guns.
Ooh.
While we still can. Because it's happening.
Don't tell people that.
At the Southern Poverty Law Center has put out a hate watch.
Boo.
And it says the League of the South.
Yes. Are they the worst?
Has announced the president of the Neo-Confederate League of the South.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Michael Hill has announced a directive titled Directive 0202-2017.
What does that mean? No, it's not so funny.
Quote, the League of the South is calling for all able-bodied traditionalist Southern men to join our organization's Southern Defense Force.
What the fuck?
For the purpose of helping our state and local magistrates across Dixie.
Ooh, shit.
Combat this growing leftist menace to our historic Christian civilization.
There's no war on you.
Brown shirts.
There's no war.
They're trying to get brown shirts.
Dude, that is creepy as fuck.
As private citizens in a private organizations, we will stand ready to protect our own families and friends, our property, and our liberty from leftist chaos.
No, right. Let me. That's code for we're going to go do some gay bashing.
Moreover, we will be ready to assist our local and state authorities in keeping the peace should they find it necessary to deputize private citizens.
Oh, my God.
For that purpose.
These right-wing nut job lunatic fuckheads have some weird-ass vision for the end of the world, some bullshit race war they think is coming. What do they want? Like, what do they think they're going to need to be deputized for? You fat ass. I mean, really?
I don't know. I'm reading from the Southern Poverty Law Center. They say that they still don't know any actions they might take.
What happens when this Southern Defense Force, what happens when Trump gets impeached?
Yeah.
They're going to lose their fucking mind.
However, we should be worried, but not freaking out, because it seems like the league has done this in the past. Like, this ain't the first time they're saying, come join us to protect the...
Yeah, and who's joining them?
It said in 2014, they began developing and training a paramilitary unit called the Indomitables.
Spell it!
To advance a second secession.
Yeah, okay.
Though those efforts fizzled quickly, it says.
Spell it, though. Do you think they could spell it? I mean, I don't know that I can.
The
Indomitables.
Promising increased militancy, they say, has cost the group, led to faltering membership.
Oh, shit.
Since Dylann Roof's massacre of 9 congregants at Charleston's Emmanuel AME Church, Hate Watch has documented a string of high-profile departures. So apparently they've been losing some of their hateful founders or whatever.
So that's why they think there's a war on their organization, because of some of their fucking
I guess there are League of the South people who don't want to take up arms and kill lefties and libtards.
What's wrong with those pussies? God, nut up or shut up.
It says that last year's... At last year's League of the South National Conference, younger members broke away for an unsanctioned protest of a Montgomery, Alabama LGBT pride parade, shouting God hates fags at demonstrators.
Oh, my God. They're worse. These young kids. Oh, my God. Could you imagine? You're a child. You're a younger person and you're going to say that.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
Well, and you're a younger member of the League of the South.
I know, but...
The fuck is wrong with you to begin with?
Yeah, I don't know where I'm looking for hope in these people. We just want them... They just have to... Maybe they'll die soon because their diet's shitty or something. I don't know how else to think about these assholes.
Hill's announcement closes by directing recruits to contact the league using a web form. Are you ready to be a man among men? He asks. Join the league and its Southern Defense Force today.
Be a man. Be a man. You're going to be homophobic. That's being a man. You're going to be racist. That's being a big pussy. You're a fucking pussy. What do you think about that?
The phrase man among men is a reference to propaganda posters for the Rhodesian Army.
The
Rhodesian Bush War, a civil war from 1964 to 79 in the unrecognized country of Rhodesia that remains a popular reference for white nationalists.
Oh, they love it. They put it on bumper stickers.
The conflict inspired Dylann Roof, who named his blog The Last Rhodesian.
Oh, God. You know what's shitty about these white supremacist fucks is like they know all about like this one part of history. They know all about this white supremacy bullshit, but nothing else.
The Southern Poverty Law Center ends its article here. It says, while Hill's just one voice in a growing chorus contributing to an escalation of violent rhetoric across the South.
Yes.
And in the United States. Growing chorus. The formation of the SDF, the Southern Defense Force, represents something else, too. A desperate promise of armed resistance from an aging radical on the fringe of a movement that he once dominated. So
damn.
This could be...
Yeah.
This asshole could be a simile for it could be like what's going on in the nation. It's a last ditch effort. Oh my God, he's losing control. They're becoming more and more radicalized, like Trump.
Is this guy sentimental for the past when people were more racist? Is that what's going on? Or?
Well, way back.
Way back.
Yeah, like 1830s kind of racist.
I mean,
the Southern Defense League. What are they defending?
Right. What are you defending?
I
get there's no war against you. You just had a fucking ideologue. Christian Loon is confirmed as your education secretary.
Yeah.
You guys should be celebrating. Why can't, again, please, smile. You guys should smile. This is your big, fat, fucking wet dream. You got a fucking racist in the goddamn White House. You got a whole bunch of them.
Batshit craziness.
Why are you sad? Why are they angry?
The League of the South.
Fucking, you guys can take... I see, the thing is, with these white supremacist loons, can't they take a break?
No.
They have a victory lap?
No.
Hate, sit in the front
hate
yard?
Hate doesn't sleep.
Drink some Mad Dog 2020?
Well, the people that make money off of hate
oh, yes.
don't sleep. Let's put it that way.
Have a moon pie, racist. You fucking won. Relax.
Did you see the... You know, Trump came out and said that the media doesn't cover terrorist attacks.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
The media is like, yes, we fucking do.
I love
that. The Trump campaign put out a list. Did you see all the misspellings in the list?
No, I didn't. Is it bad?
Like the word attacker, ATTAKER.
Yeah.
No C.
Oh, my God. That's a taker.
And
isn't it?
Two T's. But and
didn't they get a squiggly line?
But nonetheless, it's you're going to put something out from the government as look here's a list of all the terrorist attacks that nobody covered. Meanwhile, somebody went through that list and found at least 100 references for each single one in the media.
I mean, they don't mention 9/11, do they?
So they weren't covered. They were covered.
I mean, but, we have 24-hour news cycles. A terrorist attack, I don't care how small it is or whatever, it's going to get news time. It's not going to be ignored.
And then over at Slate, they put together a list of... there was some congressman, some congress fuck.
Yes.
From...
Ooh.
I don't know what state this asshole is
now,
from.
Now, shit!
Sean Duffy...
Oh,
Wisconsin Congressman, former Real World Boston cast member Sean Duffy appeared on CNN to defend the Trump administration.
What? Hold on. Time out. I must have forgotten.
Trump Pansy is a Republican.
That guy, the guy who's a legislator in Wisconsin.
Used to be on the Real World.
Damn it, man. Can we get Obama back and he can just be a benevolent king? That's fine. I don't give a fuck. We failed. We got reality show people in the fucking government. It's a fail.
Allison Camerota over at CNN said, why isn't the president talking about the white terrorist who mowed down six Muslims praying at their mosque?
Right.
And Duffy said, I don't know, but I would just tell you there's a difference. Again, death and murder on both sides is wrong. But if you want to take dozens of scenarios where ISIS-inspired attacks have taken innocence, and you give me one example of what's happened...
Oh, God, fuck
you! I think it was in Canada?
He's from the real world!
I'm going to condemn them all, but you don't have a group like ISIS or Al-Qaeda that is inspiring around the world to take up arms and kill innocents. We just read a group that's calling everyone in the South to take up arms.
Damn, I mean...
Against their fellow citizens.
Right. And I'm supposed to fucking listen to some guy that was on The Real World? I mean, who cares? Do the TV show.
Yeah, that's not the most flattering show.
Was he on Road Rules as well? Or was he on The Rock of Love? Did he do the circuit? God, fuck this. We have the trashiest fucking government ever.
She goes, hold on a second, Congressman. And he goes, bring it on, Allison.
Bring it on.
Listen to these sad, little, insecure, little... Tiny little BB bald, little sad, weenie men.
This bring it on. I'm a big, tough man. Bring it on.
We're in the reality television show generation. We're in this weird fucking hellscape.
Yeah.
Where people who are minor MTV stars are writing laws. I don't know what we should all do. Jump out of buildings? Fall to our death?
She says, you don't think there are white extremists? You don't remember Oklahoma City? You don't think this guy who was involved in the mosque shooting said that he was inspired that things that he read online? And he goes, oh, so you give me two examples, right?
God, who does this fucking dickhead?
So Slate came up with 39. By the way, and it says, here's a list of 39 white terrorists for the smug congressman who challenged CNN to name more than two. So here you go, you fuck.
You idiot.
But, you know, these are facts. I'm sorry.
He was in the real world Boston. Jeez, yeah. How dare you? Give him some respect.
I didn't watch. His picture's here, but I didn't watch Real World Boston, so I don't.
Yeah.
I don't recognize him.
We watched some. Like.
Yeah, I don't think it was. Yeah, he doesn't look like one of the ones I watched.
Do you know why you watch that show? Because they're all loads. They're tremendous loads.
It's a train wreck.
And it's.
I don't want one of those people to be my representative. Any of them.
Do you remember Real World Hollywood? That was the best one because they were all train wreck,
yeah.
Lunatics. That's why it was fun. But I never watched it thinking, oh, that person who nearly relapsed because she just made out with some stripper who had some cocaine on her gums. That's fine. But I don't know that I need that person writing laws. This fucking guy is... by the way...
Well, Richard Hatch died. What a bummer.
Oh, shit.
It's all over social media. Richard Hatch from the original Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, fuck. I was thinking who's the guy from Survivor? Hatch.
I think it was Richard Hatch.
Hatch. Yeah.
I think it was the same name.
No longer a survivor.
Or something like that.
Right.
But that's a big bummer. R.I.P. Yeah, Richard Hatch. Trending on the Twitter. Uh-oh, the Ninth Circuit's trending on the Twitter. What did they... Oh, no, that's going to happen tonight. Ninth Circuit will be... The Ninth Circuit Court will be hearing the appeal on the temporary the stay that evil libtard judge, even though he's not. That was so great online.
Right.
Because I can't tell you how many when that judge put a stay on it nationally. I can't tell you how many moron Trump pansies were like, oh, I'm sure this is an Obama judge, some libtard fucking judge that Obama put in. And he was put in by Bush. He's a Republican. He was put in by Bush.
Right.
So fuck you.
Yeah, they don't fucking know.
So that's going to be happening tonight. We'll let you know tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, how that goes.
Can we get somebody in government from the Rock of Love, maybe?
We're hoping
that
the Ninth Circuit cares about the Constitution.
Yes.
And isn't a bunch of radical loonies put in by George Bush. but we'll see.
What was the Flavor Flav show? Was that Rock of Love?
Flavor of Love.
Rock of Love was that guy who got brain cancer or something. He had a mullet. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Rock of Love.
About. Doesn't sound familiar.
You know who would know? The Hollywood Hick. On every day on the sevens and at midnight.
On crab diving. And don't forget also at iTunes, Stitcher, and crabdiving.com.
Yes.
For all your...
Download him.
Download the fuck out of that.
Subscribe to the Hick.
I fucking hate when you click on something and then the fucking video comes on whether I want it to or not. Maybe I'm trying to be discreet. Maybe I'm at the workplace and I don't need your shit just fucking all of a sudden coming on. And I even set this fucking thing so that it wouldn't automatically play shit and it still automatically plays shit. Why?
That goes on for 24 hours.
I love it.
There you go. The Hollywood Hick. Ladies and gentlemen.
And he gets political. He ain't afraid of this fucking bullshit conservative.
Fart puss with a mangy fox on his head.
Hell yeah. That's right.
That's what he calls our current president.
Fart puss. Hello, fart puss.
We're keeping an eye on Rosie O'Donnell. She's Rosie O'Donnell has tweeted that she is available and will accept if called. Somebody on the internet came up with the idea of let's have Rosie O'Donnell play Bannon.
I love it.
At first I was like, oh, that's horrible.
It's perfect.
But then I thought that, well, I thought they were insulting Rosie.
Oh, yeah.
And then I thought, well, that is kind of pretty funny. And now Rosie's all for it, apparently.
Yeah.
And now I'm even more for it because now having found out that Trump, the only thing that pissed Trump off was the fact that it was a woman playing Spicer.
That's crazy.
Because it obviously shows that they think Spicer's weak. They had a woman play him.
Oh, yes. They had a really funny actor play him.
Doesn't that tell you about the misogyny of the commander in chief? If the thing that bothered him was that he felt that his press secretary is being portrayed as weak because a woman played him.
You watch that whole sketch and that's what you take away from it? That's amazing. Oh, it's a woman.
Right, right.
You know what my favorite thing was in that whole deal is when she took her that big wad of gum out of her mouth. The big chewing gum block.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That was great.
I think Spicer commented on that. He goes, maybe a couple less sticks of gum or something. Yes. He seems like he tried to be a little amusing about it.
Imagine his life. You got to go out and talk to all these press people. They hate you. You hate them. And then it's not like you go into the office and Donald's like, hey, good job, Sean. Hey, I got some notes, dummy. Why don't you sit down?
How horrible to work in that atmosphere.
Dude, it's got to be so stressful.
It's a fucking viper pit.
Yeah.
Right?
They got this DeVos. Amway is her company she started, or she worked for Amway?
Her husband, I believe, started Amway or something.
Why do we need people from Amway running our government? Nothing against Amway, I guess. But
said this before. I completely and utterly dismiss the view that if you're good at business and have made gazillions of dollars, that you'd be a good politician. 0.0 correlation. In fact, I would say you're starting off backwards. You're starting off in the hole if you're a rich, evil gazillionaire and you're running for office, because I immediately think you're a sociopath who gives zero fucks about anybody else and only wants to enrich you and your cronies.
You think about, like, if you come from a poor family, you don't have a lot of money, school plays a bigger part in your life. You know, the lunches, you get school breakfast, it's affordable. You know, maybe that's your main exposure to mentor types and adults, you know. And now you got this person fucking it all up. They aren't there. Who wants to make money off education? What kind of evil cartoonish imp would want that?
There's money to be made.
Oh, my God.
And then we can indoctrinate them.
What kind of hellscape do you want to walk around in all day? Sky's on fire. Everything's loony because we could raise any kids right. Because it's fucking evil Trumpian school system. Teaches everybody to be big old cunts.
Just wait for Trump care. Die. That's Trump care. If you're poor and not white, die.
Right.
Please.
Could you hurry it along?
What else have I got here? Out on our Facebook page. I think it went out already. I think I scheduled it earlier, but I don't know if it's dropped yet. Check our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Insanely popular we are on social media.
We've got Schittler this morning displaying some pretty significant Schittlerian behavior.
Eat my dick.
This was at a meeting with, who was he meeting with here?
Schittler? He was meeting with, who's that guy who lived in the swamp? Dr. Doom.
He was meeting with sheriffs from around the United States.
Were they sheriffs or were they actually strippers dressed as?
I'm sure that these asshole constitutional sheriffs were in charge. He's probably, that's probably who he's going to set up to be the actual brown shirts.
Oh, right. They're armed. They have a gun. They're elected.
They're usually loonies. Elected. Yeah, that's the problem. They're elected.
People get to vote on them.
And that's how you get Joe Arpaio for 20 fucking years. That's how you get that,
that fuck stick from Alabama,
that jizz stain in Milwaukee.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Clark.
Yeah.
President Trump, met today with some sheriffs from around the United States.
Ooh.
There was one from Rockwall County, Texas.
Fuck you!
Who had proposed some legislation in Texas that he believes would help, or some legislation nationally he thinks would help
His
sheriff complained about a state Texas lawmaker.
Okay,
a state senator.
God, that's weird.
Who proposed asset forfeiture legislation that he believed would help Mexican drug cartels. So this is this is horrible legislation that needs to go. This is that the police can take your shit.
Laws. No, God, yeah.
And all we've found is that it's abused like crazy. There are cases, there's some white businessman who is still fighting in the courts because he was driving some cash for some reason to go buy something.
Right.
Like he had $20,000 or $30,000 in cash. He was going to go buy something from some asshole with cash. Pulled over by some of these evil pirates of the road cops.
God damn it.
Who then said, why are you carrying this much money? It must be drug money. We're going to take it. And he said, I'm not, there's no proof. There's no evidence. But in this, I forget which back ass word state it is.
Yeah.
But it's a back fucking ass word enough state that says they can just keep it.
Holy shit.
Whether or not there's anything illegal involved, the police think it's untoward. They decide they're going to keep the money. And these horrible laws in a lot of these states.
This is fucked up.
Allow them to keep the money locally. So that encourages them to turn into pirates. It encourages them to pull people over.
Yes.
And, I found some crack under the seat of this lovely new Mercedes car.
I tell you what.
It's mine now.
I bet you that you see this asset forfeiture bullshit goes up over the holidays.
It's
over
horrible.
Christmas.
No. This is a guy on our side who wants to get rid of that law in Texas. So this is somebody.
Well, good.
Probably some libtard Dem, some poor libtard Dem in Texas, who is saying, "Look, this is onerous. This asset forfeiture law that we've got here is horrible. We got to get rid of this. You're just allowing the police, the sheriffs, and police to steal from innocent citizens."
Oh, my son's got a birthday coming up.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's happening.
Maybe they got a joint in their car.
And people are being found utterly innocent of anything, and they can't get their shit back.
Why not?
That's the
Why
law.
The fuck
Cause
not?
That's the law. Because that's the law.
That is crazy. Because we've got like reality television show people writing laws.
If you get rid of that law, you're helping the cartel.
Now, fuck you.
That's what this fuckwad sheriff, who's probably wearing a watch that he took from somebody.
Oh, yeah,
who's
probably
got a ring. His wife's got a ring that he asset forfeitured from somewhere.
If you want to hurt the cartel, legalize cocaine, you fucking idiots.
So
legalize drugs.
Fucking fiefdom, this little earl of cunt Wadia in Texas. who thinks he should be able to just turn over anybody and steal anything from them because they might be doing something untoward.
Hail the Earl of Cutwadia. So stupid.
So he talked to Trump. He whined to Trump about it.
Oh, okay.
About this legislation.
Daddy.
Sheriff Harold Evanson.
Hello, Harold.
Is the one who said this.
Yes.
I don't know if you can hear the audio here.
Okay.
But this is Schittler in his meeting with these sheriffs. And this sheriff says, you know, this guy's going to trying to get rid of our law wants to help the cartel.
Fuck you.
Listen to what Trump says. This is beyond chilling.
Yes.
State senator in Texas, it was talking about introducing legislation to require conviction before we can receive that forfeiture money.
I'm looking at you incredulously because I'm like, that makes sense.
Yes.
We should not be able to steal your money until you're convicted. So what's wrong with that? You can't take someone's assets until they're convicted of the crime. And this sheriff is saying, I can't believe this little homosexual is trying to
to put forth some legislation that says we got to wait till they're convicted. Why can't we just take it right away without due process?
You got to prove that.
Right.
Because you're taking my shit.
You're taking away due process. That's kind of the definition of due process, is that you go through the process before you decide whether anyone should be punished or not.
By the way,
this un-American
yes.
asshole of a sheriff wants to be able to take people's shit without due process. That is thievery. That is piracy. Fuck you.
Agreed. Oh, by the way, they're the party of small fucking government. This is real small government shit. God.
So this goose stepper, my president, this state senator here in Texas, this little homo wants to, and he's laughing about it. Like, there's a state
laughing.
Senator who wants us to not be able to take their shit unless they're convicted. Do you believe that? Listen to what Schittler says.
Oh, my God.
He needs to be jailed. And I'm serious. Yeah. This man is not only unqualified, but I'm convinced that he just needs to be in a cell now.
What about his temperament?
He's got the best words, too.
Introducing legislation to require conviction before we can receive that forfeiture money.
Can you believe that?
And I told him that the cartel would build a monument to him in Mexico if he could get that legislation.
Who's the state senator? Do you want to give his name? We'll destroy his career.
Who's the state senator? Do you want to give his name? We'll destroy his career. Now, the sheriffs are laughing.
Yes.
Trump ain't laughing.
Oh, no.
Nor is Kellyanne Goebbels is sitting in the behind him, I can see, by the way. She's just like a gargoyle sitting there.
Are we in America?
No, not anymore. No.
We're going to destroy his career.
Yeah.
That's creepy as fuck, Donald. Damn. Doesn't this guy
I told him the cartel
soul?
Gonna make a monument to you down in Mexico if you pass that.
God.
How do these assholes justify that?
I don't know.
Due process. We have due process in this country, you cunt. We have due process.
Hey, man, they just want to fucking take your shit. That's all.
Right.
We're gonna take your shit no matter what.
Yep.
Do you want to give his name? We'll destroy his career.
Mr. President.
He ain't laughing. He's not laughing. Give his name. We'll destroy his career.
Oh, shit.
And when this thief.
Yes.
I mean, sheriff says, I told him he's going to try to pass legislation that we can't have that money until it's convicted. Trump shakes his head and goes, oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, how else would it be? I mean, what you said.
Why can't we just jail black people without. You know they've done something.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean until convicted? How does that...
I don't know.
These asset forfeiture laws, I don't know how they justify them. Maybe if there's a conviction. But how is it constitutional in the slightest take people's shit from them without due process? Someone explain to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know why you should take somebody. Why should you take somebody's shit for a nonviolent drug thing? Why should your shit get taken? Why should you have to suffer without, you know, you don't have a car? What if you need your car to drive to your fucking job, but you can't because you had a joint?
Right.
In your glove compartment. Some fucking asshole in Texas is like, hey, too bad. That's my car now, dummy. That'll teach you.
Or they drop a joint in your car.
Oh, yeah.
Which... you know what happens. There's been cops convicted. Several.
This is incentivizing that, right?
Exactly. Yep.
And they don't even want due process.
Yep.
Imagine the arrogance of these fucksticks.
Yeah.
They don't want to have to prove. Dude, they don't want to have to prove that you actually did the thing they're saying you did. And as punishment, we're going to take your shit. But they don't want to have to give evidence. Who the fuck do these people think they fucking are?
What country is this?
They feel like they're empowered by Jesus or something. Wow, how crazy.
I mean, really,
what kind of Old Testament bullshit is this?
What country do we live in?
Can you conservatives just suck a dick?
He's obviously a Republican.
This sheriff
is gleefully laughing at the absurdity of someone saying, well, they're saying we can't steal their shit unless you're convicted. Do you believe that?
That's arrogance, right? That's arrogance. Ah, ha, ha, ha. We can do whatever the fuck we want. We're law enforcement. Pay up.
Now, in Wisconsin, apparently, maybe they're coming to their senses, actually, in Wisconsin.
Oh, shit.
Because the Heartland Police Chief, president of the Wisconsin Chiefs of Police Association, is opposing a bill, which means it's probably good.
Yeah.
That reforming civil forfeitures, asset forfeitures. Laws allow agencies to seize all kind of property, commercial real estate, boats, jewelry, anything they believe used in crimes or obtained with crime proceeds. In some Florida counties.
Oh, I see.
The sheriff is driving around in a luxury car marked, this car was seized from a drug dealer.
They don't even care. They don't even have any shame.
But there have been well-publicized abuses of the process.
Oh, shock.
Which has led Shocker. To a reform movement. Even, surprisingly, there's a story at the fucking Daily Caller.
Oh, my God.
This is where some of the libertarians are
That's
on the
Tucker.
Right, are stumbling into the right side
right.
of an issue.
Bye.
Here's a couple of these. Here's a guy who won $50,000 in a casino.
Okay.
He got pulled over in Nevada, and the police officer was suspicious of the large sum of cash, confiscated it. He said the cop threatened to seize the car if he said anything.
Oh, my God. I'm going to take your money. But if you say anything, you're going to lose your fucking car.
He had to hire a lawyer. Finally was able to get his $50,000 back. And he made the sheriff's office pay his attorney's fees. So congratulations, taxpayers. Now you're on the hook.
Yeah. And also, like, this guy had to go through that.
Here's terrifying, a guy who had $2,400 confiscated from his car in a routine traffic stop.
Damn.
And guess what? It was the same cop that took the $50,000 from the guy before in Nevada.
How?
Same thief, same road pirate. Deputy Lee Dove is this fuck's name.
Dude,
fuck stick.
So what do you think happens? This guy's like, look, that's a nice car. I bet, how much cash do you think he has? Oh, I don't know, man. He might have a few thousand.
And in Nevada.
Let's go fishing.
Las Vegas is in Nevada.
Right.
So you know these assholes are like trapdoor spiders outside of the city waiting to pull over a car and hoping they're going to find a big bag of money somebody won. I'll get to take it.
Hey, they're going fishing. That's what that is. Meanwhile, couldn't they be doing something for the community? Couldn't they be policing neighborhoods, making us safer? But fuck that. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
There was a party in Detroit.
Yes.
The Contemporary Art Institute of Detroit's monthly funk night party.
Okay.
All-night dance party was raging when police burst in at 2 a.m. Officers alleged that the establishment did not have a license. They passed out loitering tickets.
Oh, man.
And impounded 40 vehicles.
What?
Because they were driven to the party. Everybody got their cars back, except for the one guy who had his car stolen from the impound lot. And they had to pay a $900 impound fee, totaling more than $35,000.
That's just an income grab. That is piracy.
Mississippi police officer pulled over a man for a routine stop in 2013. The officer found $360,000 in a secret compartment in the car. The police confiscated the money with no proof the man committed a crime. The report says the cops are, quote, not ruling out criminal activity.
Well, fuck. Not ruling it out. Then what?
They can't prove it. And he says, there's no criminal activity. It's my money. And they're like, well, it's got to be. It's in a hidden compartment. It's ours.
Based on what?
I'm paying my mortgage with it.
Oh, yeah. Dang, that's just thievery.
A New Jersey man's stash of cash was taken by an officer in Monterey, Tennessee. Lucky. He had $22,000 in his car. He was stopped.
Not
the officer took the money, suspecting it was drug money. The man said he was going to buy a car. This is the one I was talking about.
Yeah, he's bringing cash to buy a fucking car. People do that.
For which he had active bids on eBay, and he was able to prove it on his computer. When the officer wrote up the report, he failed to mention the claim that the man was going to buy a car. He didn't put it in the report and kept the money.
That's the only part of the fucking story that matters.
They're thieves.
What he was doing with the fucking money.
They're common road thieves. There's nothing honest about these people. They're disgusting, horrible thieves.
It's like they want you to prove a negative. Prove that you're not using it for drugs.
Georgia?
Oh, God. I can't even imagine.
A woman named Alda Gentile was stopped by the cops. She had $11,530. She had the money for a house hunting trip to Florida. She was going to go buy
a house.
They took her money. A family in Philadelphia had their home seized because their son sold drugs out of the house.
What the fuck?
Their son was charged with selling $40 of heroin, and the parents didn't know anything about it.
How is that helping?
The police in Philadelphia seized their fucking house. This is the Republican view and the conservative view that
zero tolerance.
That right, and you should teach your kids better. You should have known better than to do. You deserve to have that until one of these white fucksticks gets something taken from them,
absolutely,
which would not happen. If it's some privileged white asshole, you think they're going to kick their door in and say, your little asshole son was selling coke at a party? Therefore, we're taking this whole mansion. Never fucking happened.
Of course not. Man.
Welcome to America, the fascist states of road pirate America.
And what did Donald do the whole time when this guy's running for office? Just sucking the dick of law enforcement the whole time.
Yeah. And Trump thinks somebody who wants to fight these illegal asset steals needs to have his career destroyed.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Fight. Continue the resistance.
Don't be nice.
We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Tide Coast.
That's right. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Right. And don't forget, Ryan's doing some comedy soon. Find him on the Twitter, at RatedRComedy, on Instagram, at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, at Vile Experience, also freaking Vile.
If you're listening live, stay tuned for the K-Voice Show. Otherwise, if you're listening as a podcast, hey, go download the K-Voice Show.
Viva la Resistance!
And all the other stuff here on the network. Have a great day. Back tomorrow, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.